On the phone this morning, I have got a lady by the name of Carolyn Perry, and she's going to talk about the road safety charity issues, the warning about the dangers of drink driving and Christmas parties throughout this coming weeks that will apply to us. Nga Noreira. Kia ora to you, Carolyn.
Kia ora.
Yes, I believe it is handy to know at this stage about being aware when you're on the road with safety issues, and especially the idea of going socializing a bit is a bit dangerous, having to drive after that. And I feel for families that are on the road, and especially at this time, if they're trying to reach from one destination to another. And of course, you know, we pride on this story of being safe on the roads as best as we can. But there's always that odd one that just likes to take the chances of having a party or socializing, and bingo, it happens with some of them. Nga Noreira, Carolyn, I'll let you talk about them.
Thanks. Well, we want everyone to enjoy this holiday season and get to their destination safely. We know that a lot of people will be travelling for Christmas parties or to see family and friends, to barbecues. So we want everyone to get to where they're going safely and also home again afterwards. So we want to just remind everybody that if you are travelling over the next few weeks, there are just some really simple safety messages to remember to help keep you and others safe on the road. So one of the key things is to just plan ahead. So planning your journey in advance and whatever your plans are, so that you allow plenty of time to get to your destination and you're not rushing anywhere. And if you're going to a party or a social gathering where alcohol is involved, ensuring that you have a designated sober driver who doesn't drink, or that you've planned another way of getting home afterwards with another sober driver or with public transport if that's available, or a taxi, or being able to stay over at with the people that you're having that social occasion with, so that you're not putting yourself and others at risk by driving after having had any alcohol.
Oh, very good. Very good. In saying about safety, I suppose we can apply when you're on cars and that, make sure they've got seat belts, you know, especially with the children and with people, even those that are socializing, make sure that you've got your seat belt attached onto your vehicles, you know.
Yes. So wearing your seatbelt is one of the simplest things that you can do to reduce your risk of being killed or seriously injured if you're involved in a crash. It takes 2 seconds to put your seatbelt on, but it reduces your chances of being killed or seriously injured by around 50%. So it makes a huge difference. So it's really important that not only as well that the driver has their seatbelt on, but that everyone in your vehicle is wearing a seatbelt on every trip, and also that your children especially have got their seatbelts on, or they're in a child seat. If they're younger children, that they've got a child seat that's suitable for their height and weight, because an adult seatbelt isn't designed to fit a child properly. So that's why you need a booster seat or a child seat to help them fit that seatbelt properly. But it's the simplest thing that you can do to help protect yourself.
Mm. Now, the other thing I was going to talk about, you know, the stats at Christmas time. Do you have much, Carolyn, insofar as the stats? Is it one of the higher risks during Christmas and New Year's that we have lots of accidents, or is it in other area, in other statutory holidays?
It differs from year to year, and it's obviously the actual official holiday period is only a small amount of time, but over the summer, particularly over the Christmas period, but also over the summer because it's school holidays, there is more traffic on the roads generally at certain times during those holidays, with people travelling to go and see family and friends or travelling to go on holiday. So you do see more people on the roads in some areas, and that's something else to be aware of. And again, that is why planning is really helpful, because if you've planned your journey so that you have plenty of time and you're not rushing to get anywhere, and making sure you take regular breaks if you're going on a long road trip, that can just help you to be a bit more relaxed behind the wheel and help you to get to your destination safely, and just being patient with other road users as well, because there are lots of other people on the roads, and you do also get obviously people with caravans and things like that travelling as well, who might be need to travel more slowly. So just being patient with everybody else around you on the roads as well.
Mm. Now, the other thing I was going to talk to you, Carolyn, you know, with all this in mind, one of the facets of with safety and that, with vehicles and that, to me, the priority should be the owners of vehicles. They should make sure it's in tip-top condition for the roads. Is this one that applies to a whole lot of people? Some of them I see often enough that the police stop them and they're not warranted, or they're not, the wheels aren't right or anything like that. I think learning with car owners to make sure this is in place before they go on holiday?
Yes, yeah, so there's some simple things that you can do to check your vehicle before you set off. And it's important that we don't just rely on our warrant of fitness, because that's only one particular time that's checked, and you need to regularly check your vehicle just to make sure that some of those key things are definitely working. And so there are some easy things you can do before you set off. So particularly looking at your tyres and making sure that they've got enough tread depth on them. So at least 3 millimetres of tread depth is ideal. And also that they've got the right tyre pressure as well. And then also checking things like your water and oil levels, and that your windscreen wipers are working, your indicators and lights are working, so that everything on your vehicle is working well before you actually set off on your journey.
Oh, very good. Okay, in closing, have you got anything else to say, Carolyn?
We hope that everyone has a good summer and enjoys the holiday season. Please just every time you get into the vehicle to drive, just remind yourself that you're operating a piece of machinery, and you have a responsibility to do everything you can to keep yourselves and others safe. So make sure everyone's wearing their seatbelt, drive to the conditions of the road and below speed limits, and don't be distracted on your journey.
Oh, very good, Carolyn. I think we've covered mostly for the road safety session this morning. So thank you for your input. And
thanks very much.
And, of course, have a nice Christmas and New Year's, eh?
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.